says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
All you country folks out there, you prove every day you can survive. Even with this most ghoulish Democrat regime sitting on top of us America has ever seen. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, as we are every weekday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And today's show is March 7th, 2023. I'm up here in sunny North Dakota. It actually is a very sunny place, even in the winter. And as I look at my weather station on my porch here, both my thermometers say it's 12 degrees on my front porch. And the it's beautiful. it should go over freezing tomorrow, over 32 degrees. That is a heat wave. And lest I be misunderstood, spring, summer, and fall in North Dakota are wonderful. The winter is cold. Well, here we go tonight. If you want to call in, here's the number to call a much sunnier and much warmer place, which is Round Rock, Texas. That's the place from whence this show originates to you, thanks to our board operator who's substituting for Mike tonight. And big thank you to her. It's 512-248-8252. If you want to add some thoughts to the show tonight. Well, let me get you started with a something to think about. And that is, for me, the biggest two events of the last 24 hours have been Donald Trump made an appearance in Iowa yesterday. I mean, how does the man do it? that was wonderful. Another wonderful thing, Tucker Carlson yesterday on his show really set the record straight on January 6th. And remember, Kevin McCarthy, to his credit, he released to Tucker Carlson all 44,000 hours of Capitol video of January 6th. And this is what the Democrats have been sitting on, preventing you from seeing, and it's your video, filmed at your expense, on your cameras, on your property, with by employees that you pay. It's all public record. There's nothing confidential, secret, classified, nothing of the sort. Utterly improper that this was kept from you. And real snakes like Liz Cheney, she knows what she did here, the crime that she committed. She should be indicted for having colluded in keeping all this video secret. Now, what's happened in the last day? A lot of video was seen by people yesterday, not a lot, it's a one-hour show, but enough video that people realized, including Donald Trump. Donald Trump watched what Tucker Carlson put on the air, and he was astounded. Everyone who sees it is astounded, because what you see, what we've been watching for 2 years, the canned little clips of supposed violence and supposed rioting, all carefully put together by, you know, Hollywood producers from that 44,000 hours have given everyone a completely wrong understanding and knowledge of what actually happened. Like the title of Mike Rivero's show, What Really Happened? Well, Tucker Carlson is revealing what really happened, and it was the president praised it to the skies. I'll read you his comments in just a moment. Another person, I have not yet read his comments, but another person that I'm sure will comment, perhaps already has, he was probably glued to the Tucker Carlson show as well, is Robert Kennedy Jr. And this will be the second time that Robert Kennedy is amazed by Tucker Carlson. The first time, just recently, Robert Kennedy watched as Tucker Carlson, well, here, I'll read you the post from Robert Kennedy. He said this. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., a former leftist, has moved towards the center in recent years, falling out of favor with the left for his vax jab skepticism. RFK has also long been suspicious of the intelligence agencies. In a tweet shortly following the airing of Tucker Carlson's rant, now this guy obviously is not friendly because Tucker Carlson's speech a rant, Tucker Carlson's rant about the CIA's hand in the murder of JFK. RFK called it, quote, the most courageous newscast in 60 years. And there have only been news, if you go before 60 years, there weren't any newscasts before then. And then here's the tweet, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quote, the most courageous newscast in 60 years. The CIA's murder of my uncle was a successful coup d'etat from which our democracy has never recovered. And that was a tweet he sent to Tucker Carlson. And he wrote that tweet just a few days ago. And he repeated, this act of courage again today also, as well as yesterday. Tucker Carlson is pulling the covers off of what really happened on January 6th. So we'll talk a bit about that. Let's go to the president now, his comment, after he watched it. You know, he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you. And he watches his Tucker Carlson show, just like you. I actually canceled my TV, so I haven't been able to see Tucker Carlson. But he's important enough now that I just paid for a little subscription to Fox Nation, $4 a month and so on. I'm not encouraging you to do that. Probably most of you actually have your cable TV still hooked up. I cut the cable. But the one thing that I think is valuable that I haven't been able to find elsewhere is The Carlson Show, and then a few others like Dan Bongino and Jeanine Pirro and Laura Ingraham. There's some good ones. Maria Bartiromo. So for my own sake and then also for yours, so that I've seen this stuff every day when I come on the air to talk to you, I subscribe to it just to be better informed myself. You're worth the investment. Here's what the president said. He hasn't cut his cable. he's doing better than I am. All right, here we go. He says, great courage. This is today. Great courage shown by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy in releasing the surveillance footage to Tucker Carlson so that our country and indeed the world can see what really went on. What really happened, as Mike Rivero says, during the January 6th events. A whole new and completely opposite picture has now been indelibly painted. The Unselect Committee, now in all caps, lied and should be prosecuted for their actions. I like that. Nancy and Mitch were a disaster on security. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Tucker. And then, in all caps with three exclamation marks, free at last. That's kind of neat. I don't know what he's saying by that three-word sentence, but I feel free at last, along with the president there, knowing the truth. All right, here's another tweet he posted today, along with that reaction to Tucker Carlson. He said this. Now, he calls it a truth on truthsocial.com, not a tweet. This is all caps now, the entire post, and three exclamation marks at the end. I don't know if Donald Trump, what is the largest number of exclamation marks the president has put on a post? I don't know. Maybe you know. I haven't been keeping score, but three is good. It signifies, hey, I mean this. He says, let the January 6th prisoners go. They were convicted or are awaiting trial based on a giant lie. A radical left con job. Thank you to Tucker Carlson and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy for what you both have done. New video footage is irrefutable. Then the three exclamation marks. Nice, huh? Now, that tells you where Donald Trump's heart and head are on the J6 political prisoners, about whom we all feel so strongly. And you know the president, on that score, in his recent CPAC speech, which Darren Beatty, someone all of us read him, really admire, Darren Beatty's appraisal, he was a speechwriter for Donald Trump. So he gave his assessment of the CPAC speech. Remember I said, hey, come on, Kelso, every speech is the best one he ever gave. Come on, buddy. You're pulling our leg. No, I'm not. Darren Beatty, former speechwriter for Donald Trump, and I hopefully future speechwriter once again, said his speech Saturday at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington, D.C., to 10,000 roaring patriots was one of, if not the best speech he's ever given. And then he said, top 10 for sure. So this is a professional speechwriter who worked for Trump who said that Saturday speech was a beauty. And in that speech, he said he looked into the camera and spoke to the J6 prisoners of conscience, political prisoners, and he said this, and you'll all know what you can infer, just, he said, help to all you prisoners, help is on the way. Wow. That's good stuff. If I'm one of those prisoners and I've been in horrible torture conditions for 2 years, to hear Donald Trump say to me as a prisoner, help is on its way. Wow, that'll keep me going. Now, what could that mean? Well, one thing it could mean is that when Donald Trump is reelected and takes office on January 20th, 2025, anybody that's still in prison, heaven forbid, but these demon rats might have them in prison till then, Donald Trump will spring them out. Donald Trump will pardon all of them. He will order restitution. He said, for instance, he said those people that were drummed out of the military because they wouldn't get the damn shot, lost their pay, lost their pension, lost their, they were discharged dishonorably. The president said, the minute I sit down at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, I am reinstating you in the military. I am refunding to you all of your lost pay, and I'll bet you it's with interest because he's a businessman. I'll bet you he'll give interest on that lost pay. And to account for the Trump, the Biden inflation. And so that's the treatment he's, and I think he'll, he may extend that even more broadly than the military. People all over the country, doctors who were marched out of hospitals, who lost their medical licenses. He may make, give an executive order saying anybody that's taken away the medical license of a doctor because he wouldn't support Anthony Fauci, the hell with that. I'm reinstating his medical license. I don't even think the president's ever tried that, but go for it, Mr. President. Reinstate the medical license and the board certification and everything else. And then give restitution to those doctors who lost, you know, their careers, their, you know, fortunes. So that was a good one today. Let's see. Let's take another. Now, as always, let's hit refresh because the president, you know, I was talking a long time there. The president could probably knock out two posts in the time I was talking. He didn't. This is one, I think I read this one to you yesterday. Congratulations to Tucker Carlson, but he reposts it. Congratulations to Tucker Carlson on one of the biggest scoops as a reporter in U.S. history. The new surveillance footage of the January 6th events sheds an entirely different light on what actually happened. He said, the Unselect Committee was a giant scam and has now unequivocally been stamped as criminal. This is to you, Liz Cheney, and to you, who's the guy that joins her there, the weenie, what's his name, that likes to cry on TV, Adam Kinzinger. They've been stamped as criminal fabricators, of course, along with all the Democrats on that scam committee, criminal fabricators of this most important day. Okay, then here's one that president puts up. Oh, I hope I can find this one for you. This is really good news. I want to make your evening here. Let's see if he's got it up here. He puts up graphs, charts, photos, videos, all on his personal channel, on his own truthsocial.com website. And look at the beauty of this, folks. Donald Trump owns 80% of truthsocial.com. Whew, that's what we got to have. He's not dependent on anybody. He's a freestanding, independent, uncorruptible force of nature. He's a phenomenon. Okay, let me find the... Yeah, here it is. Here's the one I'm looking for. It's funny. The best facts I get every day are actually from Donald Trump. He's a great reporter of the news. Here's this. He goes to something called interactive polls. And also, let me just say an aside here to our engineer who's covering for Mike. Anytime you want to run a block of ads, just start the music and do the ads the way Mike does them. Don't let my talking go on and on. I'm listening. So if we start some of our great ads, I'll here we go. Son of a gun. All right, let's take a few ads, and then I'm going to share with you some really encouraging polls from the president. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before
Vietnam War
came along.
Sing it, Merle. Sing it. And you know, I was talking a little bit yesterday about the Vietnam War. And I only partially explained myself, so I thought after the show, you know, I was talking about November 1963, the year that, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and according to the Tucker Carlson Show, the CIA murdered John F. Kennedy. That was a day that changed all of us. But those of us that were teenagers, I was 15 years old at that time, I think, 15 or 16 years old. I think 15, in high school. And, you know, you're just a kid. And I remember for the year after the Kennedy assassination, and now we're heading, that's followed immediately by what? And the CIA was very involved in this, the assassination of the Vietnamese president. I can't even remember. Was it Ngo Dinh Diem? You know, the CIA assassinated the guy. And because he wasn't compliant enough with the CIA. But I remember for the year, just as a kid, I went down to the bookstore and I bought, there was no internet. So you had to go buy paperback books and read up. The Warren Commission report didn't... I knew that was a lie. That was my introduction as a young person, that I was being lied to by my government. That the whole Lee Harvey Oswald, the whole thing was a fraud. And I read the Warren Commission report from cover to cover, the paperback version that was released. And so then that was immediately followed. Get the 1-2 whammy here. Then shortly after that, we as young kids were being told, we're going to register for the draft at 18, and now we're going to send you to Vietnam. You're 18 years old, and you just went through this. You just found out your government lies to you. You just found out the CIA assassinates your own president. I wasn't a Kennedy supporter. I was a, as a kid in junior high years before, I had, supported Richard Nixon on debates in my student government and my history classes in junior high. But he was the president. That's very unnerving. But that began the disruption, the destruction of America, the takeover by the deep state. And I posed the question yesterday, if we can get away with this, said the deep staters, the CIA, the permanent branch of government, the branch that never goes away, and whoever is supposedly elected. If they can get away with this, they say to themselves, what else can we do? Well, I'll tell you one else thing they did. 9/11, 2001, they killed 3,000 New Yorkers and other people, tumbling as much as 100 stories to their horrible deaths in those towers and elsewhere they killed people that day. But who did that? It was those same people. The same people who hate Trump, who have spent years now trying to destroy Trump, and they've failed because we've stood with him. But that's a little further explanation of what I was trying to explain yesterday about, I guess that was my start, really, in what I'm doing now. Here I'm 74 years old. And there at the age of 15, that was, my awakening to some of the things, these many years later. All right, let's go to, I told you I was going to give you a great poll. And I'm just checking my message board here and letting the, if anybody's calling in, like if James in Vancouver calls in or something, I'm watching my message board. James, if you call in, always welcome. This is beautiful. I'm going to give you three polls. They're all from the same morning consult polls. One taken on January 2nd, another taken 7 weeks later on February 25th, and the third taken 10 days later on March 5th. So, bada bing, January 2nd, bada boom, February 25th, and bada bang on March 5th. This is beautiful. On January 2nd, Donald Trump had a commanding lead as the choice of Republicans when matched against 10 different people. I'll give you that number right after this break. You're going to love these three numbers I'm going to give you. It means we're there. We'll see you shortly.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks. All right. We finally get to these poll numbers. And this is, I'm not hyping this. These are really, you know, in the world of tennis, game, set, match. The first poll, and these are polls of that include Trump, DeSantis, Pence, Nikki Haley, Liz Cheney, Greg Abbott, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Mike Pompeo of the Deep State, sorry, Mike, and Tom Scott, I believe, South Carolina. All of them are running for the presidency, whether they admit it or not. So they are all quite correctly put on this poll. Now get this. On January 2nd, Donald Trump had a commanding lead of 45% over this field of 9 people, including himself. 45 Trump. Now try to, I'm looking at the numbers so it's easier for me. See if you can visualize them in the old, on the blackboard in the sky in your brain. Trump, 45, DeSantis way back at 34, Pence at 8, Haley at 3, and then the rest of them basically all at 1%. Liz Cheney, Greg Abbott, Kristi Noem, Mike Pompeo, and Tom Scott. So I add all that to let you know that 45 by Trump is against nine other people. There are eight other people. But now, go 7 weeks into the future. Trump was at 45. Now he's at 48. DeSantis, he went up 3 percentage points in 7 weeks. DeSantis dropped from 34 to 30. Now, what I like about this, it's the same poll, polling the same people. So it's apples to apples. DeSantis went down from 34 to 30. That's a precipitous drop. So Trump, a sharp rise. DeSantis, a precipitous drop. The two together, it's curtains for DeSantis, but it gets better. Because you go forward 10 days to March 5th. This is after the president's made his flight to East Philistine. Okay, Kelso, can get your East Palestine. Okay. The Philistines are in the media. So Trump went from 45 up to 48. Now, 10 days later, get this. This is a huge increase. He goes to 53%, up 5%. DeSantis drops again. He dropped from 34 to 30. He plummets further to 28. And at this point, March 5th, Trump is leading DeSantis 53 to 28. Folks, the first poll was game, the second one was a set, and the third one is the match. It's done. It is done. Donald Trump will be our candidate. This is signed, sealed, and delivered. You cannot recover from poll numbers like that. And the trajectory is beautiful. It's going to get even better. So I'm just very encouraged by this. And then I said in my summary for our show yesterday, I said that Trump's performance on Saturday at CPAC closed the door on everybody else who thinks they can be president or can be the Republican candidate. Trump slammed the door on these people with such an incredible, I agree with Darren Beatty, or he agrees with me, one of his greatest speeches. He has hit his stride, his, keeping the tennis metaphor going, his form is perfect. He's, you know, if you've ever been a tennis player, there's a certain point, and he would know this as a golf player, you get into a groove, you can't miss. Your putts are going in, your drives are straight and true and long, and it seems easy. Well, that's where Trump is right now, running for president. He has definitely got this thing. And more good news. Joe Biden is expected to file his intention to run in 2034. You know, we can only cross our fingers and, you know, just, you know, please, please do it. This is the candidate we want. But anybody else they come up with, that'll be fine. Camel Nose Harris, hey, I'll take her. Perfect. I'd love to see the Orange Man against Camel Nose. it would be kind of like, well, or any of the others they could come up with. Who could they come up with? They don't have a single. How about this one? I'll tell you one I love. I think the Democrats should run Rachel Levine for president. Do you know who I'm talking about? This is the person who wears like a Navy type uniform as a member of the public health service. This is a man. If he were to take off his skirt, I think we would notice that he's a man. If we could see it. And he calls himself Rachel Levine. I forget what his birth name is, but this is a guy who is ugly as sin and is claiming to be a woman. And Joe, the pervert Biden, out of 300 and who knows how many of us are in this country now with all the illegal invaders, but with over 300 million people, he picks for the head of our health service, Rachel Levine. You know, and he's picked several of these people. He had that one who steals luggage in airports, and they had to let him go because he was getting indicted and convicted for stealing women's luggage in airports and then opening it up to wear their clothes, even in public. I mean, talk about sick. And with this bright red lipstick, this is another man who pretends to be a woman. Is this really happening? But this, I think that guy, or how about Rachel Levine as the Democrat candidate? Or how about both of them as a ticket? And of course, Joe Biden, you know, let's go, Brandon. We know he's a pervert. He is a pervert. His son, Hunter, look at the laptop from hell. This man is a pervert. The only thing he's missing is that red lipstick these other guys are wearing. So, the good news is Trump will be our candidate. The challenge, there'll be just one challenge at that point, which is, can they steal the election as they did in 2020? Donald Trump won running away in 2020. But when we lost same day voting, we lost paper ballots, we lost voter identification. That opened the floodgates, and they were able to steal 2020. So can they do it again in 2020? And they did it again in 2022. They stole Carrie Lake's election to governor in Arizona. She won, clearly, against this communist person who's controlled by the Mexican cartels, Hobbs, in Arizona, a tool of the Mexican cartels. Really? The patriotic people of Arizona elected her? I don't think so. So they did it again in 22. Can they do it again in 24? That's an open question. And here's what Donald Trump has said. He said it at the CPAC speech. He said, if we lose this next one, 24, meaning if we don't elect Donald Trump, we're finished. If they can put another one of these perverts up as the president of the United States and continue what they're currently doing, continue the open borders, continue trying to incite World War III, continue hammering, wrecking the middle class, making it impossible to own a home, impossible to own or afford a car. If they continue with their Green New Deal, which is simply the destruction of the American energy economy, which is the basis, the basis for our economy. If they can do that for another round, another presidency, the president is saying, we're finished. We will not recover from that. We may not recover from what has happened already. But Donald Trump is the fighter, and he's pledging he will. By the way, I mentioned this last night. Like me, a teenager. I was 15 when the CIA murdered John F. Kennedy. Donald Trump was 17. How did it affect him? He was 17. So a year later, they're registering him. Within the following year, they're sending him his draft notice. So head off to Vietnam, where the CIA is busy assassinating the president of Vietnam, and we're gonna go fight for democracy in Vietnam, and our government is assassinating their president. Nice. Nice. So Donald Trump, an idealistic young man, did he want to go to Vietnam? Hell no. Now, in the official discussions of the matter that you'll see online and so on, Donald Trump explains that he didn't go because he had a foot condition. He had a condition in a foot. Well, I had some good excuses too. I came up with a laundry list of different things. And you know what finally saved me from that insane, and again, I admire every serviceman, every person, my best friends from high school and so on who went. I cannot salute and honor them enough. But we did get screwed, all of us, those who went and those who didn't. But what ended that torture for me was they finally changed the draft to a lottery system. This is just another little personal Kelso story that you probably bore you to death. But they changed it to the lottery system where they put, you know, assign a number to every day in the year. And then they put those in a pill and they throw those into a jar. And then on TV, I don't remember what year it was, 60, was it 69 or 68? Or on TV, they drew the pills out. And so, my birthday is June 8th. So I was waiting for my pill. They pull out a pill. You know, the poor guys their birthday was pulled out first. Oh, you're going, buddy. The second one, you're going. Third, you're all those low numbers or the early draws out of the barrel, you're going. So I'm watching like every other young teenager at the time. I'm watching to see when is my number going to come up. And so I waited and waited and waited. And, you know, you try to keep your attention on the TV. Like, you don't want to miss a number. They might miss your number. So they finally got to 365. And so I said, wow, this is great. I'm going to be number 365 because they hadn't called my number, I thought. So they called out 365 and they read the date. Son of a gun. It wasn't June 8th. So I went, oh, no, I must have, like, dozed off or something, and they called my number way earlier. So, you know, all my relief disappeared. Then, right when I'm starting to feel crushed, the guy reaches, maybe it was a girl, I can't remember, reaches back into the barrel, and I go, what's this? They already read all the numbers. They pulled another one out of the barrel. How can they do that? They already read 365. They pulled another one. They said, number 366, June 8th. Whoa. I didn't realize it was a leap year. My birthday was number three. I was number 366 in the line, meaning I'm not going. I'm going to be the last guy on the last boat. So anyway, I didn't need to use, I have a foot condition. I didn't need to use that. Anyway, I don't know where Donald Trump's number came up, but, so I feel in good company with Donald Trump's story there on the Vietnam War. Let's go here to in our waning minutes here. Boy, this is sending me down memory lane there. Can you imagine? I'm 74 now. All this was happening when I was 15 years old. It's a long time ago. And but you know, the deep state, all of these things. It started with the Kennedy assassination. I knew the Warren Commission report was BS. I knew it. And now here we are, half a century later, we're finding things out about who killed Kennedy. Who took down the Twin Towers? Who took down World Trade Center 7, which came down in a controlled demolition? on September 11th, 2001. Who set up a controlled demolition in three skyscrapers made of steel that has never been brought down by a fire, ever? Never in the history of the world. No steel skyscraper has ever collapsed from any cause. Earthquake, plane crashing in, all engulfing fire, shoddy construction. Nothing has ever brought a steel skyscraper to the ground except those three. We'll be right back to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges.
We're back, folks. And you know, I was making a little trip down memory lane, so during the break there, I went and looked up Ngo Dinh Diem. He was the president of Vietnam. Now, to you younger people, that all means nothing, but it does mean a lot to you. I'm just getting my dates and remembering this, how it affected me as a 15-year-old in 1963. It was the CIA. Now, they had some Vietnamese generals that were working for them do the assassination, but the CIA orchestrated, financed, the CIA did it. And I'm looking at a picture here of the body of No Jin Zinjiem, who was shot and bayoneted in 1963, same year that they killed Kennedy. This guy, Diem, was the president of Vietnam. So the deep staters, the people that can do this, they still run our government today. They're still killing people today. And Donald Trump is the guy who screwed up their party. He wasn't supposed to appear. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump messed up their plans. And that's what you're part of, you and this audience. A revolt against the people who killed Diem, who killed Kennedy, who took down the Twin Towers. But don't forget the third tower, World Trade Center 7. 47 stories. I assure you, that's taller than any building in the city you probably live in. It looks short next to the Twin Towers, which were 110 stories, but 47 is a big, big building made of big, heavy, solid steel. Indestructible. Can only be brought down only by controlled demolition with thermite charges that melt through even the heaviest steel in seconds. And that's exactly what happened to World Trade Center 7. I hope you know this. I hope you followed the truth about World Trade Center 7. Look it up. Look up the Robert Gage. Robert Gage is the hero here who has kept the story alive on what actually happened on 9/11. But who did it? And even Robert Gage has, it's not on his website. Who did it? Who was able to do this? Who had the power to do this? The CIA had the power. And I think they used it. Well, here we are. 2023. We'll see you again tomorrow. Unless we have World War III, and then we won't see you tomorrow. So long for now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because...